Speaker 1.
When I won the Best Actor award, it was an extraordinary moment. There had been so many occasions when I thought I might win an award, only to find that someone else got it instead. So when I finally got it, I was thrilled. It was a fantastic personal achievement, but in fact, the main thing in my mind was all the people who had helped me along the way. I thought about all of them and all the help they'd given me. I knew that without them, I would never have won it. And I mentioned as many of them as I could in the time available.
Speaker 2.
I guess that being voted Footballer of the Year went to my head. All I could think about was how well I'd done. Me, the best. I thought back to the early years of my career, which weren't so great, and I felt fantastic. And it was all thanks to my own efforts, not because anyone had handed me anything on a plate. It had been a long, hard journey, but I'd finally made it to the very top. I suppose it made me a bit big-headed for a while, but I just felt so good about myself and what I'd managed to achieve.
Speaker 3.
Everybody was expecting me to win the Writer of the Year award. I don't know why. There were plenty of other good contenders on the shortlist. Because everyone was predicting I'd win, I felt under pressure, as if it would be some kind of failure if I didn't win. It was a silly way to feel, I know, but I couldn't help it. So when my name was announced, I was just glad that it was over and I had, in fact, won it. All the pressure came off me in a moment, and I just felt like sitting down quietly rather than celebrating.
Speaker 4.
These awards mean a lot in the music business, and so winning the Best Singer award was a great honor. I'd worked so hard over the years, and I'd spent so long getting nowhere, that it was amazing to have achieved this recognition. I thought I'd be absolutely overcome with joy, but in fact, the reverse happened. As I accepted the award, I was wondering if it would be all downhill from there. Would I be able to keep it up and stay at the top? Or would this be the high point, followed by a lot of low points? I couldn't put those thoughts out of my mind.
Speaker 5.
I wasn't totally surprised when I got the Best Student Award, because, to be honest, I felt that I deserved it. In fact, I'd put in so much effort to win it, doing far more work than anyone else, that I was completely worn out. It had been so important to me to win it that I dedicated myself completely to the task of winning it. So when I went up to collect it, I'd used up all my energy over the previous couple of weeks and was totally drained. I could barely put a few sentences together for my acceptance speech, though I managed to remember to thank a few people for their help.